listener production.
Good afternoon, it's Rosie O'Brien. The federal opposition believes Queenslanders are losing confidence in Brisbane 2032. It comes as the Senate has today delivered its findings on an inquiry hearing into Australia's preparedness to host Commonwealth, Olympic and Paralympic Games. The opposition spokesperson for infrastructure, Bridget McKenzie, says 1,000 days since the successful bid, we should be turning sods on key projects.
It has been half-assed and half-baked. If we don't want to end up like Rio, decisions need to be made and politicisation needs to stop.
Westfield Bondi Junction will reopen tomorrow for a community reflection day following last Saturday's stabbings, which shocked the nation. While shops won't be open for business, the centre itself will be accessible for the public to visit, walk through and pay their respects to the six victims. Detectives investigating the 1995 murder of Tamala Menzies, also known as Tammy Dyson, have offered up a $500,000 reward for fresh info. The 23-year-old mother of two was last seen in the Currumbin area on July 20 of that year. And Housing Minister Megan Scanlon will be meeting with Queensland mayors tonight to discuss the issue of housing and land affordability. She says the government wants to take a cooperative approach with councils to ease the squeeze for housing.
We want to unlock as much supply as we can, and local governments are a critical part of the solution for our big build. It can't be business as usual because Queensland's population is growing.
The Redcliffe Dolphins have called up Trey Fuller to replace the injured Hamiso Tabuai-Fadou for Friday night footy against the Eels. The Hammer will be out for a month due to a hamstring strain. Meantime, Connor Tracy has again been preferred as Canterbury fullback for Sunday's top four showdown with the North Queensland Cowboys. Bulldogs coach Cameron Seraldo says Tracy's performance last week has edged out incumbent Blake Taff. And the Olympic flame has been lit 100 days out from this year's Games. The torch now begins its 5,000 kilometre trek across Greece, making its way to Paris.